Hello everyone, welcome to Keystone's TFSA Tutorial Series Lesson 2, Basic Rules for TFSAs. What we're going to do in this lesson is just walk you through the general rules for TFSAs and provide some discussion. So the TFSA originally started in 2013. It's available to all Canadian residents aged 18 and older, and the current annual contribution limit is $5,500 per year. So that means every year you can contribute right now an additional $5,500 to your TFSA. And that contribution limit will go up over time with inflation in increments of $500. As we discussed before, any investment income from your TFSA, any type of investment return, is completely tax-free. Withdrawals from your TFSA are also tax-free. And important to understand is that any unused TFSA contribution room carries forward and accumulates in future years. So if you have not contributed to your TFSA to date, then you have all of the previous years of contribution room that you can basically add in right now. And this includes if you missed any individual year. You don't lose that contribution space. You can just carry it forward to future years indefinitely. So when it comes to withdrawals, as we discussed, you can make withdrawals essentially at any time during the year and they're completely tax-free. But the rule is that you cannot recontribute that capital back into your TFSA until the next calendar year. And we're going to discuss this in one of the future lessons. But it's important to understand that if, say, you were to make a withdrawal from your TFSA in August, you have to wait until the following January before you can put that capital back in, unless you already have additional contribution room for that year. But if you're basically sitting at your contribution max, you cannot recontribute that capital until the next year. So also we discussed that in your TFSA you can choose from a wide range of different investments, which include stocks, mutual funds, GICs, and bonds. Contributions are not tax deductible. So this is one of the major differences between a TFSA and an RSP, and we're going to discuss this in one of the future lessons. In your TFSA, you basically contribute with capital that you've already paid income tax on. And then that capital basically can generate investment returns within your TFSA with no tax basically being incurred, which is somewhat the opposite of with your RSP, where you're actually getting a you're actually contributing with pre-tax income and then you get taxed on withdrawals with the RSP. But we'll discuss that in more detail later on. So another important factor is that no earnings or withdrawals from your TFSA will in any way affect your eligibility for federal income-tested benefits or credits such as old age security, guaranteed income supplement, or the Canada Child Tax Benefit. So this is another difference between the TFSA and the RRSP, which we're going to cover later on. You can potentially make millions of dollars in your TFSA and it's not going to impact any of these benefits. Whereas with an RSP, any withdrawals that you make are basically considered income for that year and it would impact these benefits. So funds can be given to a spouse or common law partner for them to invest in your TFSA. And generally, TFSA assets can be transferred to a spouse or common law partner upon death. That sums up this lesson right now. We've talked about what a TFSA is and some of the basic rules. And now we're going to talk in the next lesson about the benefits of a TFSA and how it can really be monumental to your portfolio.